This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
Hi, welcome back to Community Voices. I'm Randy Eccles for my co-host B. Bonner and Vanessa Ferguson. What we ask most of our guests to do when they join us is give us a little introduction, if you don't mind. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Olivia Partlow. I'm director of Lincoln Heritage Museum at Lincoln College in Lincoln. Can you tell we love Lincoln? I've lived in the Lincoln community for pretty much my entire life, besides going away for college a little bit.
We are fortunate to have a wealth of Lincoln resources here in Central Illinois. What makes the Lincoln Heritage Museum unique?
The Lincoln Heritage Museum is unique because we focus on Lincoln while he lived here, when he lived in Central Illinois. I like to say we focus on the unbearded Lincoln. Many people don't realize he didn't grow his beard until actually he had already won the presidency. So it wasn't until 1860, so he had a lot of unbearded years here in Illinois that we focus on. We like to show the important moments in his life that shaped him into the great president that he was. And also being on the Lincoln College campus, we think it's important to instill those character traits that Abraham Lincoln had.
The Lincoln Heritage Museum is on the Lincoln College campus in Lincoln.
That's correct. Yes, Lincoln College, the first university to be named for Abraham Lincoln. Ground was broke for the first building, University Hall, on Lincoln's last living birthday, February 12, 1865.
There are a couple other things the museum does outside of that. I believe we covered at one point a family from the Civil War era whose study of them has told us a lot about life at that time. Can you tell us a little more about that?
The Hawes family from Atlanta, Illinois, which is in Logan County, just about 10 minutes or so north of Springfield, right up Route 66. The Hawes family were a family during the late 1860s. They lived in Atlanta. They had three sons that fought in the Civil War. But what makes the Hawes collection of letters so unique and important is that we get the back and forth from the family at home and then the soldiers as well. It was pretty common to hold on to the letters that you got from, you know, the soldiers fighting, but it wasn't as common to hold on to the ones sent from the homestead, just because it's hard for them to hold on to those letters while they're out fighting. But also at the time, you don't really think of those being the important ones that you want to hold on to and keep in your family. But really that creates the full picture. And so you get to see the struggles back home, their sickness. You also hear from the boys, they're boys. They want to hear about what the girls back home are doing, who's marrying who. So you really get that full picture and see that even in the 1800s, people were people and they had the same struggles. Maybe it's different. You still have the same core struggles and then highs as well.
I found it fascinating when I got exposed to some of the letters. So I definitely recommend for someone to check that out if they'd like to get more of a sense of what it was like to live during the Civil War era. Another piece at the museum recently has been a 9/11 piece.
Yes, the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. We have an exhibit for that, and we have several really neat pieces. We have a new art piece that was created this year for the 20th anniversary by children in the community, and we partnered with Lincoln Arts Institute, which is a fantastic organization downtown Lincoln. They've been doing a ton of great things for the community. They put together a memorial painting for it. We also have a flight attendant's uniform that was worn in New York City on September 11th, an American Airlines form. That flight attendant was on a layover in New York when she heard the news. We also have a few other items from victims' families, things that were given to them afterwards. And one of the coolest pieces, I think, is we have a piece of steel beam from one of the towers.
It's amazing that it was 20 years ago, but it still resonates for people. And it's a great to have those things available to add some context these two decades later. What do you see the museum doing in the future to help illustrate the heritage of Lincoln?
The most important thing that we do is to connect our local history with the greater Abraham Lincoln and just U.S. history. We're so lucky to be in a place physically so close to history. You know, normally when you think of historical events, they're separated from you by so much space, whether that's physical space or just chronological time. Being in a small community like Logan County, you're still with the families that were friends with Abraham Lincoln. For example, one of the trustees of your Lincoln College is a descendant from one of the original trustees who was really good friends with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln stayed at his home. So we still have that close connection to history, which I think is just really important and cool.
I'm curious, as we talked about, there's a richness of Lincoln resources. Do you connect or communicate or interact with the other Lincoln sites, Lincoln Museum, et cetera?
Yeah, definitely. We're part of Looking for Lincoln, the organization. We sometimes will loan things to other institutions or get things on loan from them for special exhibits. So we definitely have a good working relationship with all the different Lincoln sites. I had nothing but good experiences professionally working with other organizations. It seems like everyone wants to do what's best for everyone.
How did you personally get drawn to this? What made you decide you wanted, you did say you're from Lincoln, but what made you decide you wanted to be involved with Lincoln history?
Well, I really never expected to be honest. You know, it was always so close to me, but kind of take things for granted that are in your backyard. But history was really the only thing I was interested in. I went to school for history, but I still didn't thought I was going to be a lawyer. I didn't really think I would get a job in a museum. It just wasn't really on my radar. But while applying for law school, I ended up getting a museum job and I loved it. And I decided that's the route I wanted to go. So I couldn't be happier.
If somebody else is looking at a career in this direction, what would you recommend they study to prepare themselves, not only for the history part, but for the museum curation part?
There are specific degrees that you can get, like library and archival studies are great. There's master programs. There's Lincoln Studies programs actually in Springfield at UIS. We really are in the best place if you want to get a degree about Lincoln and really get into the field.
Where you've gotten involved with this, how does it affect your outlook on things? Does Lincoln's philosophy come through in what you see at the museum?
It does. Like I said, we like to focus on the character of Lincoln. There are several character traits. We actually have them up on pillars on the second floor of our museum. I would say it would be those character traits. You can see like perseverance, for example. Lincoln lost a lot of elections before winning the presidency, and he had so much loss in his life. His perseverance, I think, personally, is what I am drawn to the most. One of the really cool pieces that we have at the museum, one of many, many cool pieces, is a poem that Abraham Lincoln copied. He wasn't the author of the poem, but he wrote it out himself. And it's a poem that he would often transcribe when he was mourning. And it was written when he was in the White House after his son Willie's death. I like to look at that and kind of, you can kind of see his pain through that, but he persevered as always. Myself or another person is going through a tough time, I think it can be easy to look at his example for how he continued to go on.
Speaking of going on, we've all been impacted by COVID and the pandemic. How has that infected the Lincoln Heritage Museum in Lincoln?
Thankfully, we're back to running pretty normally right now, but in 2020, unfortunately, we were closed for 6 months of the year. We're still only open 5 days a week now. We used to be open six. There's definitely been some negative impacts, but things are looking better. I'm excited for the next tourist season. This winter is always a little slow for us. I'm excited to see what the springtime brings.
What are the hours?
We are open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays, 1 to 4 p.m.
And do you need a mask?
You do need a mask, yes.
Anything else you have coming up you'd like to tell us about?
This upcoming February will be when our new exhibits open. We will be having an exhibit primarily devoted to Mary Lincoln. We have a lot of neat Mary items. Some of my favorite items from our collection are Mary Lincoln items. Some of the things I'm excited about showing are some of her jewelry. I love to show off the dinner bell from their home in Springfield. It's one of my favorite things to ring. And so you can actually hear the same noise that Abraham Lincoln would have heard. Pretty excited to get to show some of those family and home items coming up in February.
We're speaking with Olivia Partlow of the Lincoln Heritage Museum in Lincoln, Illinois. Olivia, do you see a lot of national and international tourists come through? How's that going?
We are on Route 66, just off of Route 66. So we do get quite a bit of international, national tourists coming through. It's always fun to ask where people are from. Unfortunately, from COVID, we did lose a lot of our international visitors. That was one of the kind of interesting things that you got to see from COVID. We had a lot more close by visitors coming back versus international travelers haven't quite gotten back yet, hopefully soon. But we do get a lot of European travelers, I would say mostly more than anywhere else from internationally.
And to keep the museum's work going, what do you need to thrive?
We need support. We need visitors. We need support for upcoming exhibits. Our exhibits open every year. We have a new special exhibit, and we're always looking for sponsors for those exhibits. Additionally, we have programs to bring school kids to the museum, and so we're always looking for support to bring in groups like that. And also volunteers. We have an incredible volunteer base. We could not do what we do without them. There are great volunteer opportunities from sitting at the front desk greeting visitors to actually transcribing documents and getting your hands on history. So there's tons of ways you can support the museum.
If somebody wants to help, how do they contact the museum?
You can head on over to our website. That's museum.lincolncollege.edu. There's lots of resources there. You can always shoot us an email. That's museum@lincolncollege.edu as well.
That's easy to remember. museum@lincolncollege.edu.
Correct, for the email address. And then our website is museum.lincolncollege.edu.
We'll also include those at nprillinois.org. So if anybody's listening and doesn't have the opportunity to jot that down quickly, you can go to nprillinois.org and find those links and get in touch with Olivia about how they can help the Lincoln Heritage Museum in Lincoln. Olivia, anything else you'd like to tell us before we wrap up?
Well, I'd like to just talk about a couple other places in Logan County and in Lincoln. It's always nice to do a lunch in between the museum and hit another spot. I mentioned before we are right on Route 66. There is a wonderful Route 66 museum, the Mill, that just opened, reopened recently. It's a historic building right on Route 66. And then also the Postville Courthouse, which is a courthouse that Abraham Lincoln practiced law in. So there's a couple great places right in Lincoln that you can add to your itinerary and really just make a whole day of it. There's some great downtown restaurants and shops as well in the middle of your trip.
Thank you so much, Olivia, for joining us today on Community Voices. We love hearing about all the different things going on. And obviously, Lincoln is such a big part of Central Illinois, and it's great to hear that you are carrying forward his legacy. So thanks for all that work.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Olivia Partlow. She's the director of the Lincoln Heritage Museum in Lincoln, Illinois. Stay tuned for more on Community Voices.
This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
Get to know new people in the community every week with us. You might hear someone you know or someone you don't know at all. In any case, you don't want to miss it. Listen to Community Voices weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. Catch up on all Community Voices segments at nprillinois.org. Have you listened to Community Voices before and thought you, your neighbor, or friend would be a great person to get to know? Well, let us know. Email communityvoices@nprillinois.org so we can continue to get to know all the gems in our community.